So when the enemy shows up with something, I say what God said. By his stripes, we were healed. Let the weak say. Let the poor say. Hallelujah. And once I get that in my heart, I won't be looking for these government programs. When I didn't know any better, I probably would be trying to find some kind of security. Hallelujah. Are y'all in the house? But once I get revelation, then I'm a child of the kingdom of God. I'm not a citizen of this world, but I'm a citizen of another world. I'm a child from another kingdom. And God didn't send me to be by myself. He said, I will be with you. I'll never leave you. Didn't he say, lo, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I'm strong in the Lord. How did I get strong? Because I let the words of Christ dwell in me richly. How do I let it dwell? By singing with grace in my heart, with songs and hymns, and grace in my heart to the Lord. That's how I get strong. I hold fast that I am God inside minded. I am a child of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I said amen. Amen. So how do I get there? So I get there by holding fast to the confession of the word of God. Listen what 3 John, I like what 3 John, not 3 John, 1 John chapter 3. And listen what it says. Just going to read a couple of verses here. He said, beloved, what manner, this is 1 John 3:1. Beloved, what manner of love, the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called sons of God. That we should be called who? Sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. When? Now. When? Now. How did God treat Jesus? Come on. For God so loved the world, he gave Jesus, right? But how did God treat Jesus in his earth walk? Was he the Son of God? Amen. Absolutely. How many times Jesus suffered like? How many times the enemy overtook him? Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Somebody said, that's the reason why Jesus didn't hear no argument and commotion about when those four men brought that man that was paralyzed and they tore the roof up and let him down and you didn't hear nobody fussing about it. Say that was Jesus' house. Jesus didn't care. He can put another roof on. He was probably the best carpenter ever picked up a hammer. But he said what? Look at verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What are he saying? What are he saying? When Jesus show up, we are going to be like him in spirit. We already like him in spirit and soul, but we're going to have that glorified body where nothing. Death can't even come close to Jesus. That's why he said, I'm alive. I died once unto sin, now I'm alive forevermore. Death can't even come close to it. Do you think death can get to God? Well, Jesus and God had entered into a covenant that cannot be salvaged, cannot be broken, cannot be stopped. And we are born into that. Hallelujah. And he is faithful to take care of his own. Let me move on. So Colossians, what I was going to read. Once you know what you have, how to get it, where it's at, where it's located, it's not lost. And once you know how to do it, know what to do it with, who can stop you from having what God provided for you? Colossians 1:3-5. We give thanks to God. You know, I believe that we ought to be more thankful in our home, on the job, travel up and down the road. And sure enough, when we come together, we ought to create an atmosphere where God can move. God can move like he desired to move. So he said, let me read it. He said, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying what? Always for you. Praying how often? Always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. What did we just read? What makes faith work? Faith worketh by love. If you love the brethren, you love your brother and sister, your faith gonna work. Hello?